Listener supported Christian Radio Life 100.3, Toby Mac. That was Promised Land. Joining me on the phone lines, we have Craig Brannon from Next Step Counseling in Orillia. Craig, conflict can be so emotionally charged to the point that you may have a mission going into a particular conversation and you get way off course because of something that was said, an area that you knew you should have avoided, but you went down that rabbit hole. Would these sort of missteps be a good reason for a mediator to be brought in?
Yeah, very good. And often how I act as a mediator, because the emotion of it, remember, the brain is developed from back to front. And so the emotional part of brain, when a baby's first born, for instance, it's the emotional, the limbic part of the brain that is activated, and they cry. So that cry is attended to. But what we want as we grow older is the front of the brain, that our mind is matured and that we can reason through something. But here's what happens when there's an emotional offense. It's called an emotional hijack. What chemically happens in a conflict is that cortisol from our adrenal glands literally floods the emotional part of the brain, and we flip the lid. In fact, the front of the brain shuts down. And so what you want, look at the front of their brain, their left and right sphere, and go, okay, I need to think this through. And that's what a mediator does. So often I'll actually have clients write out what they believe the offense is, and then we will, we will acknowledge and that the offense has taken place, and then we'll articulate what's actually happened. The next A that I work with in that type of mediation is helping people not only articulate, but listen and attune. This is key. This is the emotion part. Attune to what that did, that offense did to the other party, and then affirm it. Say, I can see by what I did, that would have made you feel X, Y, Z. And that is a critical part. And then what we do, we start addressing the actual aspect of their relationship. Because remember, a conflict itself is one aspect of a relationship, but we're talking about the relationship. How has this impacted you two? Why do you think it impacts you this way? And is there areas that both of you need to admit that you continually contribute to this relationship, need to take responsibility for this relationship, take ownership, and realize that the choices you're making is just complicating this conflict? And that mediation on its own brings people to the table. And that's not one session. That's probably two or three sessions for people to unpack.
Craig, if one of the parties doesn't affirm the offense happened, is it not really forgiveness?
That's a really good question. Because often when people can't affirm it, sometimes they can't understand. And so I want to make sure that they can understand. And remember, forgiveness. Now, what you're talking about is just a little bit down the road in the process. So to affirm means to, and I'll say, I don't think you kind of grasp what your brother, your sister is actually saying to you. Can you say it again so I have the person repeat it? And then if they kind of fluff it off or act like it doesn't matter, I say, I think there's a deeper offense here. You know, so is there a hardness of your heart right now? And remember what the word offense means. It comes from a Greek word, scandalon. It's actually a hunting term. It means to ensnare or entrap, to choke. So I'll often ask them, is there some other offenses where you just feel stuck and choked right now? And what we find is, and what I warn them about, they have to start moving towards unpacking this burden. Because if there's unforgiveness, they themselves will actually start to breed resentment and bitterness. And literally, it will tear them down. And so, yes, there's unforgiveness for them, interesting enough, to confess to the Lord and perhaps to the other party that they've held this offense for so long, that they have been so wounded, so hurt. If they don't deal with that in bitterness and resentment, remember what the word resentment means, right? It means to re-feel. They're continually rehearsing and re-feeling, and they don't forgive. Well, what will happen is they end up by getting sick, they get it further burdened, and it creates some major obstacles between them and the other parties.